What's up, guys? Welcome to the TMG podcast. This is actually
today's
free episode.
Ah.
But if you want the bonus episode that went up today as well, you can find that on our Patreon. That's patreon.com/tinymeatgang, and the free episode will be ad-free as well on there. So,
and if not, thanks and enjoy this one. Peace.
Peace.
Today's podcast is going to be twice the speed. It's going to be exactly like how you would if you played any other podcast at two times the speed, but today we're going to be talking at two times the speed.
Yeah, it's going to be very, 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 very fun. It's going to sound like an auction.
Yeah. Wow, did you see that thing going on today with The Bachelor? Oh my God, I can't believe that.
On The Bachelor, going once, on The Bachelor.
Who wants The Bachelor? Go. Sorry we're late, everybody.
I couldn't even do that if I wanted to, because my brain not working at that speed, and it never does, but especially now, I'm extremely tired.
Yeah, yesterday we participated in a 14-hour orgy. It was literally balls to the wall, left to right. It was insane. There's actually a little bit of residue left on this in my hair right here, if you look on camera. A little bit of gunk right there.
Yep. And before you guys say anything, our girlfriends were there.
Yeah.
And our families were there too, actually.
We brought our entire extended family, and we didn't even account for 1% of the people there. It was insane.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was, I would say, great bonding experience.
A sexually free Coachella, you know? Yeah. If you can imagine. I mean, it was just, you know, go crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever your heart desires. Really explore. You know, it's really about exploring boundaries and getting comfortable. You know, some people do peyote, ayahuasca, whatever. This is kind of our form of that, you know, sexual awakening.
Yeah. So. And I mean, it's, you know, it's literally awakening, because we started at 7 in the morning and it just went all the way till, you know, 8 o'clock at night, or 9, actually.
Which, I mean, it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Yeah, so you got to really pace yourself. So,
yeah, don't bust in the first couple minutes. I know that.
Oh, no.
That's tough for someone like me, but.
No, I mean, we shot something yesterday, and that's the most we're going to say.
Well, okay. I said it on Patreon, what it was.
Well, that's fine.
But that's fine.
Yeah, Patreoners get to know. But if for everyone else, it was a 14-hour orgy.
I gotta say, it felt good to see you in person. Felt good to see Nima again.
Yeah, to get back to work.
Yeah, it felt good. It felt right.
Yeah, I was. You know? I was definitely being extra yesterday, but I feel like it's fucking necessary when the crew guys get. You could tell, dude, by like hour 10, they were like, but no, I mean, we got compliments. I mean, we had some of the guys from Broke Bitch on, and they were like, you guys are the chillest dudes to work with. Like, we don't mind going over hours for you guys. You guys are so cool.
Oh, that's good.
They were like, you guys are like so sexy, and you guys have huge dicks, and
and we love to see your bodies. Like, your bodies are really cool.
Yeah.
You know, you got cool bodies. Yep. Like, they're so, like, just the way, like, Cody, not, you know, as much, I'm just, like, the way, you know, the roles.
And how they, you know, they were saying, like, Cody, even with your roles, I'd love to just roll you up and take you home, you little bread pack. And we had to be like, dude, chill out, we're, like, trying to get a take right now, and they were just flirting with us because they thought we were just so cool and awesome.
Action! Lighting guy's like, yo, you look hot. Dude, shut up, man. We're rolling. I had my audio on my video turned off that whole time, so I just got to sync it real quick. There we go.
I thought you were just slapping your balls in your leg real quick.
Yeah, hold on. All this talk about grips is getting me turned on.
Fucking inappropriate sound guy. And action. Your chest looks great. The fuck?
I'm tired. I got a little acne now on my neck from maybe that thing, or maybe from the shaving that I did yesterday. I like shaved with a razor, like a little bit, because my electric razor died like halfway through.
Nice.
You know, it's like the worst shit ever.
Yeah.
You know, you're half done plowing the field and then it fucking dies, and then you gotta switch to a straight razor, and my skin, my supple skin can't handle that.
You got a straight razor your pelvis?
Yeah, exactly. My pelvis? My pubis?
Your pubis? and your and your happy trail. Straight razor.
Yeah, dude. That's what I get done at the barber, actually.
Yeah.
I go to the barber and ask for a Brazilian. A Brazilian straight raise.
Just pants in your shit. Some barbers like do that. Like there's like
they're getting a pube fade.
Getting a pube fade, dude. So what do you want to do, man? I want to take it higher. I want the fade to be higher. Okay, bet. It looks like the food pyramid upside down.
Yeah.
Like on your fucking just zoned.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about barber Instagram pages posting videos of their pube lineups.
Lighting your pubes on fire and then smacking the towel on it to reveal a crazy ass shape in your pube vein. And then they're doing it on a random 8-year-old and everyone's like, whoa, what the fuck? He's like, what? No, dude.
Dude, that reminds me. Yeah, that could... Very, very sketchy transition there. Very, very sketchy. But, I mean, this is crazy. One of the dudes... Did you watch Cheer?
No, but I saw that headline. What the fuck?
Cheer star Jerry Harris arrested, charged with production of child porn. One of the
Unbelievable.
Dudes, one of the dudes featured in Cheer.
Wow.
The nice guy, too. The guy that everyone liked. Right. Wasn't he, like, one of the most charismatic people on the show?
I never watched it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was jealous of, you know, that I didn't get a chance to participate in Cheer as a child. So it kind of, you know, just irked me.
That's understandable.
I wasn't able to consume the media because I was just so jealous and I just couldn't handle it. Yeah. No, bro, that shit about Conor McGregor getting arrested flashing someone.
Yeah, okay, so tell me what happened. I only saw like a brief headline, but I want to know the details.
So there's two hilarious things. One, so he gets arrested for flashing, I guess, in France or something. But that part, whatever, that's whack. But the funny part was that they were, quote, waiting for key evidence. And I was just imagining they bring in Conor McGregor and like a bunch of other guys and they put their dicks in a lineup. And then the woman, just to be funny, like targets the smallest one. She's like, that's Conor McGregor. And he's in the lineup like, she's like, that's definitely Conor McGregor. That shit, that small ass shit, that is for sure his shit.
It's not me.
Yeah.
That's not mine.
It's like, oh. And then she just keeps it going. Nah, that's like, for sure yours.
No, you saw it, lady. I showed it to you.
She's like, nah, that's the one. That's the one. That's definitely the one. You pulled your little acorn out. I remember that thing.
No, it's not.
I pull it out again.
I pull it out right now.
Cuff him instantly.
Look at it. Yeah. Oh, shite.
You're going away forever. They're French, so you are going away forever.
Forever.
Forever. That's for it. Pulling out your acorn in a baguette. Connor put his little acorn in a baguette and presented it that way. Said some insensitive ass shit. But then the other funny part is people were photoshopping tweets of him saying that he was depressed and that he was like suicidal, which I don't know why they would do that.
What do you mean photoshopping?
Like I don't think they were real. Like they were tweets supposedly by him saying like, I can't go on like this anymore. I feel suicidal.
That's a weird thing to make.
Right. So then someone dug up a post on his private Facebook where he just goes on this insane rant about like, I'll never be suicidal as much as you guys want me to kill myself. And you know, and all these people will pay for all these lies and all this and that and blah, 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 blah. But I just thought it was like a weird thing, one, to Photoshop, and two, how do you even distribute that? You know what I mean? Like,
what do you mean?
Like, do you just Photoshop that and you go to an MMA account and you go, dude, look at these tweets. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know. That's kind of weird.
Super strange.
Yeah, you'd have to like DM it to a whole bunch of like, you know, like MMA like movers and shakers, you know? People, yeah. The tastemakers and the MMA.
All the MMA Imagine accounts, too.
Yeah, yeah. All the fanic. Yeah, you gotta just, they just seeded it to the Connor Stan accounts.
Yeah. Well,
all the accounts that make, you know, edits of Connor with like hearts and BTS music in the background.
Oh, they exist.
Do they really?
They definitely exist, man.
Yeah, I guess they exist for everything. There's probably Kim Jong-un fan accounts.
Bro, there are Stan accounts for Sebastian Vettel, who's like a 30-something-year-old fucking German F1 driver. I don't even think he knows what the phrase Stan account means. It's just like,
what do you think his reaction would be if you showed him a video of himself, that like an edit that someone made?
I genuinely think he'd just kind of look at it and go, oh.
What the fuck is this?
I think he'd just go, oh, that's nice. And
where
that's
is he
it. You're like Germany? Let me look
oh,
it
that's,
up.
Oh, that's nice, yeah.
That's like Dutch.
That's good. That's good, yeah. Little creepy. Dude, I like the fucking fan edits, some of them are incredible. I saw someone tagged Kelsey in one that they made for our anniversary.
Nice.
They went back and found footage from for fucking ever ago. You know, I'm talking like middle of the vlog footage. Like just throw
nice,
shit.
Nice, deep cut.
Deep cuts, man. I looked at this video and the way it was edited with the music and everything, I'm like, I'm going to fucking use this in the wedding. I saved it so that I could play it. And I'm going to keep her tag at the end and everything. You know, at the end, it's like a title screen fades in. It's her Instagram tag. And I'm like, I'll keep it in.
Nice. Nice.
That's how good it was.
You said for the what? For the wedding?
Yeah, I'm saying like, you know, if we get married, like I'll
in the
use
future,
that video.
Right.
It was so good, you know, or like a birthday or something. I don't know, something. I just feel like it was so fucking good. It's like I can't even make something as good as that. I couldn't even pay for something
as
good
heartfelt.
As this. No one is actually willing to like dig through our old footage to find the best shit, except for this person, you know?
For Alina's wedding, I'm just going to get a pube fade.
Yeah.
And it says, I love you forever. And then I'm going to.
It says the Millers.
Yeah. And then I'm going to. It's going to say the Millers, and it's going to be a portrait of us on my pubes.
Yeah.
All the way. And then, no, and then I'll get like the fake hair that they use to create like hairlines now, and I'll put that all the way up to like just above my belly button so I can have a full portrait. And then instead of like.
Yeah, you need a big canvas for your barber to play with.
Yeah. And then instead of doing the dance, I'll just sing with a microphone to her while holding up my tuxedo untucked, showing that I love you forever.
That's beautiful, man. That's absolutely beautiful. What's playing? What song?
Fucking damn, I don't know.
Gummo?
Yeah, Gummo. And I'll sing it like Michael Bublé. With the sticky hoe. Got a stiffy hoe.
Spinning through your block. Like a pop, shove it.
Just to get the fucking. I can't even make the sound of a violin right now. Just that. Like the, you know, like I feel like Michael Bublé songs always have some soft, like violin in the background.
Yeah. Or some like real, a cello or something nice.
Yeah, some
a
real
harp.
Like homely shit. A harp would be fire.
A harp would be fire. This is me playing a harp.
Bro,
for the people watching, you know?
I'm certain I've mentioned this before, but when I was working at T-Mobile, anytime I hear a harp, I think of this story, and it's like, it's so fucking depressing. But it's funny for me. And everyone else, because we're not this person. But I was working at T-Mobile. This person comes in to get her minutes re-upped because she just had like a prepaid card. And I'm reloading her card. And I was like, there was like an art school nearby. And I was like, oh, yeah, you go to the school? And she's like, yeah, I just graduated, actually. I was like, oh, that's dope. Like, what'd you major in? She goes, harp. I'm like, wait, what? She's like, yeah, I'm a harp player, so I got a degree in harp. I just didn't know that was possible. I was like, oh, that's cool. So like, she's like, yeah, it's kind of scary because I don't really know what I'm supposed to do now. She was so deadpan about it. And I was just like,
what was her name? Do you remember?
No, fuck no.
Was it Helen?
Helen. Ah, nice.
No, it's not. It's not, I will, you know, I'm a man enough to admit this is not, I'm not trying to get you here.
Okay.
Let you know that.
Okay.
No, this is just, there was, I listened to a How I Built This of some woman that started, I think she started this sunscreen company. What the fuck is it called? Oh, it's like, they were the first ones to do sunscreen that you were supposed to put on like every single day.
Okay.
Anyways, Sephora, you know, bought up all their inventory. They like, you know, they're worth like millions and millions of dollars now. But she started as a harpist. That's how she made her money. She like would call herself, no, maybe it was Holly the harpist. And would like go to nice restaurants and like give them her business card, just hoping that she would get business that way. And she did. She like made all of her money in the first like 5 years just by going and playing the harp at like dinner parties and stuff like that.
Let me, Holly the harpist. No, this woman is blonde.
No, how hard would that, like, how sick would it be to get a harpist for a party though?
Oh yeah, no,
like
that
just,
would...
just like even like a turn up party, like a birthday or something like that. Just,
well, that
just have a harpist.
That's the shit you always saw in like cartoons and stuff, where you know, like there's a harp player, or I feel like in old movies, harp player is that's you know, I mean, harp player was the aux chord of like what 1800.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
That was like
going up to them. Can you play the whisper song?
Yes.
By the Ying Yang Twins.
Bing, bing, bing. Bing, bing, bing. Bing, bing, bing. Bing, bing, bing. Hey there, little. I don't know what they sang like in 1800.
Can you play the Whisper song by Michael Bublé?
Bublé.
Bublé, dude. How sick of a last name is that?
I know.
Bublé?
Bublé.
Oh, my God. So sick.
You sound like Big Sean there for a second. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Zen the fuck out.
But yeah, I just have to punctuate up that story with that girl just laying that on me and then just sitting in the chair while I reloaded her prepaid minutes and not really saying much else. And I was just like, well, good luck.
Have a good life.
I said something to the fact that I was like, oh, maybe you could like, I don't know, like drop in on studio sessions. And
that's what I was thinking. What if we got a harpist to come in and just record some crazy loops? Like, can we make a whole album that's just harp trap beats?
I mean, fuck trap beats. What if it's just rapping over harp?
With no drums.
No drums.
It's the hardest wedding songs of all time.
Yeah, we have a tap tempo very softly internally, and that's how we stay on.
Wow.
What is harp? I guess the only time I think of a harp is like game show shit. It's like, or like turn the page type effect.
No, there's a TikTok sound that's someone playing the harp, and it's very like emotional. It makes you think like something, like you're about to say something super deep and what's the word I'm looking for? I can never think of words when I'm introspective. Whenever I'm listening to my own voice through the headphones, something shorts out in my brain. I don't have that like circuit.
Oh, okay. So you just like get caught up in what you just said.
Yeah, I just can't think of things.
Well, I just googled,
I say like so much. I think
I just googled harp type beat, so I'm gonna play the second one.
Oh my god, what's this McConaughey video you sent?
Oh, it's gonna be good. We're gonna play the McConaughey video.
Okay, hold on.
Wait, is this beat free?
Yeah, you are. Watch stream. Hold on.
Is this beat free? Yeah, this beat is free.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. Here we go. Ready?
Play it. Yeah, let's go. Ooh. What are you feeling right now? I'm feeling rainforest.
These are Greg's beats. GRXG.
Gritchik.
Oh shit. Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh, this is kind of fire.
Ooh.
Ooh.
This is hard.
Okay.
Just watch the drums be complete trash.
This is like Game of Thrones type beat. Yeah, I don't know about this. You like it?
I love it. This is like Chris Brown type shit.
Yeah.
Oh, this is cool, man.
We can do a harp type beat, and then we could do a whole music video in fucking armor. Post Mike, already did that, asshole.
Oh, yeah, he did that shit. But we could also, like, fly to New Zealand and, like, get it in the mountains.
Oh.
Like, actually use the Game of Thrones set, like, have the same
right.
vibe.
Right, and we can just, like, fucking completely humiliate ourselves and dress like Frodo and whoever, yeah. whoever his boy is, I don't know.
Yep.
Zether.
Yep. Zether.
And we just, the whole music video is us going to burn the ring, but it's like crazy VFX. Like, it's like a $2 million music video.
That'd be fun.
Just in VFX. That's not even the total budget.
Yeah.
It's like a $5 million video.
I'm in. I'm fucking in for it. Dude, there's so much that happened this week.
I know.
Let's talk about this Airbnb host, the one with the satanic shit.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like everyone's even seen that at this point. But
oh, okay. I mean, for anyone that hasn't, explain what happened.
Basically, these people went to an Airbnb and they were bugging out because there's just objects in the house that looked satanic to them. Basically,
no, there's tons of shit.
Oh, no, you're right. You're right. There's actually a bunch of shit in there.
The funniest part is that the it was advertised. Basically, he like complained because he's like, I have a child, and like there's all these absurd decorations around this house, and he posted what the listing photos were.
Yeah,
and there's like a plain white room with a nice little rug and a bed and no decorations at all. And then they get there and it's like there's literally a statue of a goat with the Satan symbol behind it, sitting beside a picture of a goat. And there's like naked chicks all over the wall and like,
bro, hold on, like, I'm trying.
I don't know, man. It's pretty wild to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, okay. So yeah, so there's a. What would you call this? It's like it's almost like a bookend, like that size. And yeah, it's a goat seated on a throne with a pentagram behind its head.
Yeah.
It's like two fingers held in the air, and then an image of a goat next to it. Yeah. And a wind-up toy of a goat banging this blonde lady.
Yeah.
She looks like a Joan Cornella drawing.
Yeah. So I guess what happened was he didn't complain. Sorry, the host. He maybe like, oh, he tried to get his money back, I guess, and then the host reached out to Vice or something, and Vice wrote an article basically saying that the host was right to not give his money back or whatever. And the dude's like, what do you mean? I show up with my kids.
Yeah. Yeah, there's like there's an image of like a just a rando naked girl, and then there's this candle with some shit in it, and then there's a big poster. It's a sex militant, and then a dead bird in a bag. Dude. I mean, fuck this satanic stuff. You definitely have grounds on dead bird in a bag. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's just straight up like illegal, probably.
Just your fucking duck hunt points just sitting in a Ziploc bag on the table.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, man, it's just, you know, it's just like I got some Satan stuff in a dead bird. But other than that, like the bed is exactly how.
Oh, no, this is your welcome gift. What do you mean this is like an offering?
I'm what they call netherkin. I think mentally I'm a cat, so I killed this for you. So you have to accept it.
Mentally I'm a cat?
Yeah.
I'm actually a cat. So, yeah, this is my gift to you.
It's like, you're a cat?
Yeah. Yeah, meow. Yeah. Yeah, meow. Yeah. Oh, okay.
He gets on all fours and starts rubbing his head on his ankles.
He's like,
yeah, this is kind of tight.
This is kind of, yeah. Would you stay?
Yeah, sure, I could stay.
Yeah, I could stay. Meow. I mean, meow.
Wakes up at 10 in the morning and that dude is just all fours balanced on the fence line. Damn. That motherfucker's limber. Jumps up in a tree, murders another bird, brings it back.
Thank you, kitty.
Do you need some milk? Daddy needs some milk.
You know who does need some milk? Michael Bublé.
Yeah. Bro, apparently he was like dog shit at singing. That's what he said at the beginning of his career. And he like went to a vocal coach, and after a certain amount of time, he got good at singing. But
really?
Yeah, he says that he was a terrible singer.
So you can get better at singing. Like, I know you can take vocal lessons, and I know you can work with a vocal coach, but I feel like that only works for people that have the gift. Gift of gab.
I think when he says he was bad at singing, I think it's like he probably had power and range. He just had no clue how to use it. So,
yeah, so that's not bad at singing.
Right, but I mean, I guess in context.
Like, I'm bad.
Yeah, I mean,
there's
we're nothing, both.
There's no part of my voice box that's equipped for anything of the sort.
Yeah, I mean, we're, you know, neither you or I are ever, we're always going to be, you know, flat and out of key.
I'll need auto-tune for the rest of my life. Yeah. I sent like a song I made to Baby No Money, and he was like, why don't you try and singing without tune? And I was like, if I sent you that right now, you would delete my number out of your phone.
Dude, such an unintentionally mean thing to say. I'd hate reading that over text. I'd get fucking sensitive. You should try singing that without auto-tune. Is that a jab? Did you just jab me?
Did you like it though?
Yeah, so are you saying it's good? You trying to embarrass me?
I don't, like, I know that auto-tune is such a polarizing thing now that I don't get offended by that, but I also, now I listen to Short King's Anthem and I'm like, what the fuck were we thinking putting that on my voice?
Amen.
Like, if we just dialed it down like 10 notches, it would have sounded fine.
I mean, yeah. I mean,
why did we keep it cranked?
I mean, Christian, I'm gonna just say Christian. I'm gonna just defer to Christian. I'm not even gonna say it's his fault. I'm just deferring to Christian.
What the fuck, man? Why did you let me do that?
Nah, I mean, I don't know. I really don't know why we did that.
It still bangs. It still absolutely spanks.
Yeah,
the whipperoni, but it's no knock on Christian. No, it's no knock on Christian at all. I'm just, you know, there's all this stuff going on right now about people taking advantage of impressionable artists, right?
And right.
I feel that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's our 30 for 30. You know, I had a beautiful voice the whole time. And, you know, I just felt like it was never really, like, looked after or taken care of.
You know, I'd sing into the mic and all of a sudden I'd hear it back with layers and layers of auto-tune on it.
And it's like, why?
And so I started to believe that I just sucked.
And everyone in the room kept encouraging me, mate, keep it.
Sounds dope, dude.
And it just delayed me years and years of my career because this whole time I was just sitting on a gem of a voice. And
I mean, it got so bad, it got to the point where I had it installed in my throat.
Permanently.
Yeah, so that I could, you know, if I was singing in the car or the shower, that's how it started. Is by, you know, times when I was singing, even alone, I would feel self-conscious. It got to the point eventually where it was just my voice. No matter what I said, I would hear it and I would hate it without auto-tune on.
Yeah. So, you know, I got a stoma, but it was like an auto-tune stoma.
Yeah.
And so I was just permanently,
yeah,
everywhere and anywhere. But then,
like,
you know,
I would pull up to McDonald's and I would order and they would give me the Travis Scott meal every time, even if I didn't want it.
And I couldn't shake it. And then it turned into, like, you know, people just start treating me differently. What are you saying? I can't understand you. Take that thing out of your voice. And it's like, I thought you liked my voice like this.
Yeah. Yeah. I really, yeah. I mean, I feel like kind of, you know, the T-Pain struggle almost. You know, it got to a point where people just nonstop, what if you took it off? You sound so great without it. But it's like, it's now my brand.
Yeah. Mm. Wait, so Michael, getting better at singing. I think you could get better with a vocal coach. I think you would get better. You might not achieve, you know, fucking Ariana Grande or, you know, some insane power vocalist range, but I think it would definitely make you better. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
In that way, you would sound good, I guess. Mm-hmm. Like, if you knew, like, techniques and stuff and where to, how to push your voice and all that, I feel like it could play. But
yeah. There's so much of your voice that you probably haven't unlocked.
Yeah.
Everybody.
The average human only uses 10% of their voice.
Their voice box.
They have another 90% of their voice box that's just lying in wait.
That's the new, that's what Gary Vee is going to be saying eventually.
Yeah. You need to fucking sing.
Something he'd say, yeah. You all need to sing. Everyone should unlock that 90%. That inner Ariana Grande.
Only difference between you and Ariana Grande is that she had that 90% unlocked already. So if you just took a class, you could unlock the 90%. I feel like that's the goal to being a motivational speaker, is like you just have to say so much shit in a small amount of time that no one can question whatever you just said. And you just ram all that information down their throat. And then all they leave with is like, damn, I need to grind harder.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's the overall theme to everything. Damn, I really got to get back on my grind. I'm not killing it enough. I really need to kill it more. That's the lesson. You just got to kill it, dude.
You just got to absolutely kill it more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bro. Just kill it more.
Yo, by the way, speaking of which, did you hear Bow Wow has braids again?
I completely forgot about that shit. Dude, so you realize why that was like deleted, because he stole X's fucking album cover and like font and everything.
Wait, what?
That's like an X album cover, like, or like that's like his like thing. It was like Bad Vibes, and then with that like broken heart.
So okay, so what's the story?
Hold on. Let me pull up the album cover.
I thought you sent that because it was just a funny thing to tweet. It's like the same thing.
No, it was
who was it that tweeted, yo, 50,000 RTs and I'll, are y'all ready? Or something like that.
Was that Moneybag? Or is it Yo Gotti?
Yo Gotti.
Yo Gotti. Y'all not
same
ready.
Same sort of vibe, right?
Yeah, 100,000 tweets. And, okay, so yeah, this is what people got upset about. It was just like this broken heart ping with Bad Vibes, like, X had done that already. But yeah, I mainly sent it because Bow Wow with the braids is back. And at least for me, the Bow Wow with the braids that I remember was in Like Mike, and it was like 14 years old.
So yeah, I was fully, that's what I'm saying, is that not fully, a lot of people remember that. I don't think, you know, you got to have some sort of, you got to read the room a little bit when it comes to that sort of like building hype or something. Or it's like, how many people really remember you with braids? Like specifically. You have to be like really, really popping for people to remember the phases of your hair,
bro. What if it's just an unreleased from when he was like 15. He's like, yo, Bow Wow with the braids is back. They're like, oh shit, and say, like, oh, it's wow, it's actually really him with the braids.
And I'd be kind of stoked.
And he's like, he's young as hell.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's when was he in Hardball? No, he wasn't in Hardball, right?
Nah.
He was in, oh no, you know what he was great in? Is Entourage. He was a fucking great actor in that show.
Yeah, I feel like Bow Wow has other facets he can explore. Like, I don't know why. I mean, he does well on streaming. Like, look at these music videos. They, like, 1 million, sub 1 million.
No, sorry, he was in the theme song, Hardball, featuring Bow Wow. That's what I remember.
Mm.
Lil Bow Wow featuring Lil Wayne, Hardball. You ever seen that music video?
Let me see. Lil Wayne. Two guys on the computer segment.
Yeah, sorry. I think this was Lil Wayne's like first song that got traction or something.
Oh, with Sammy? Holy shit.
Yeah, you've never seen this?
Oh my god. With fucking Keanu. Hardball. With Keanu.
This fucking movie's great, dude.
Bruh.
So sad.
Dog, Sammy. I think Sammy goes by Lloyd now. I think that's Lloyd.
Look at how young Lil Wayne looks in this.
Bro, look at Lil Wayne in the Hot Boys video. Let me media share.
Dude, there he is, Bow Wow with the braids.
Yeah, that's Bow Wow with the braids right there. Dog, let me set up this
By the way, we're not playing the song, guys. We're not playing it because it would get copyrighted.
Yeah.
And also, by the way, while I'm talking logistics stuff, that's why we were talking about what we were doing yesterday, because that's why the episode is late today. We were shooting all day yesterday, so we couldn't record.
Yes.
And so now we're recording the first chance we get. but that just means that the editing process takes longer. So that's why we want to apologize for this being late.
Yes. No, that we had a very long shoot yesterday, and it was man,
with 3, I think.
Yeah,
3 a.m.
Basically,
because I was driving home in the fucking exit for the 10, right as you hit the exit where you cannot leave anymore and go back to the 10, it was stopped. Like 4 cop cars, some accident or something. Like literally, I was stopped there for half an hour just sitting.
Sweet. Just sitting there.
3 a.m.
I fucking, I like, I talked to Cliff for a bit and then left. He like Ubered in just to like see the wrap out. He was like, oh, I thought you guys were going to go later.
Really?
Because he's used to music videos being like 16 hours.
Yeah.
Hold up, bro. Let me bring up this Hot Boys music video. Or not Hot Girl. That music video.
And then
video.
Wait, let's talk about T.I. too afterwards.
Oh, and his that is so crazy. Yo.
It's so funny.
Hold up. This is a rip from the box. Dude, I always talk about this channel and anyone I ever mention it to goes, what the fuck is that? Dude, this was like before TRL for me. This channel, you could call in. You can see it at the bottom. Like, it says System of a Down 237.
Okay.
So that's the number, that's the ID for the music video. And you would call in and you would punch in these numbers.
Okay.
To request a song. It was the weirdest, it was like just video.
On the channel?
Yeah, on the channel. It's like a video music jukebox. And then you could call in and then it would show a little phone in the bottom right corner and it would show the next number for whatever. Me and my cousins watched this shit so much to the point that we just knew the numbers. It was so weird.
Damn. So you would call in just like off
memory? No, we were always...
Like, yeah, we went 237 today.
Yeah, we were always too scared to call in. We did They did it like once. But yeah.
So what is this?
So the video or the channel?
Yeah, this
is called
video.
The Box. No, bro, you never seen this? I Need a Hot Girl?
Hot Boys, I Need a Hot Girl. How's the song go?
I need a hot girl. Oh, what you need, boy?
Dude, that's Prowlers?
Yeah, dog.
Prowlers. That used to be my mom's favorite car.
Dude.
She wanted a purple Prowler, always.
Look how hard this intro was, bro. This shit looked like a fucking action movie.
Hot Boys. That's sick. Oh, my God.
Have I mentioned the whole conspiracy about Birdman before? About how like during this period he had like fucking 18 people murdered.
Yeah.
So this is during that time. And it's so crazy to think that these songs were blowing the fuck up, and he just had people getting killed.
Yeah, he was in the background just putting hits on people,
or doing it himself.
Yeah, just straight murdering people.
Bro, that's Wayne right there.
Oh my God, he's like 15.
Yeah, he's young as hell.
That's so wild.
It was crazy to see Wayne like come up as a rapper, because for me when I was young, I always knew him as this. I'm like, man, he was just, what?
What was he doing in this song?
He was rapping. It comes in at the end. After Zayn, he's like the closeout verse.
You know, like this is actually kind of a good segue into like all the label talk that's been happening with Kanye releasing his contract and Kenny Beats and everything. Like, it's wild to watch this from 2012, which I guess isn't that long ago.
What did Kenny Beats say?
I mean, he was talking about like how fucked up labels are too, and how they control. Like, what one of the really interesting things that he said was that labels have there's like a pattern with labels where if they're gonna sign an artist.
Yeah.
They'll fly them to New York for a signing party. And so the artist is like, dope, free flight to New York. I get to go to the city, whatever. But what it's really for, why they're doing that, is because in California, there's a law where you can't sign an employee for longer than 7 years. But in New York, that's not a law. So they can lock them into even longer contracts in New York legally.
So they fly them
to, like, you know, to drink champagne and to sign these deals. Just because they can sign him for like 15 years for like 12 albums, you know?
So we fell for it.
Yeah.
We fell for it.
God damn it. They did it to us too.
They did it to us. We fell for it.
No, well, luckily we're in a good deal.
Yeah, yeah.
Luckily, they gave us a good deal, but it's just because we had leverage. We already had an audience, and we had a popping song. That's like the two things you need to get a good deal.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we had those two things. But if you don't have those two things, you have no leverage, and they really take advantage of you. But anyways, it's just crazy to think. The craziest thing about it all, to me, is the masters, not owning your masters.
Yeah.
And having someone else own them, which, you know, will, I don't know how much I'm allowed to talk about this legally, but that, you know, our songs coming out with this label, we don't own them.
Yeah. We do not.
And so, like, that's just wild to me that the rest of our music, we could do whatever the fuck we wanted to do with it.
Uh-huh.
But right now, if you play this song with volume on our YouTube video, whatever label released this song back in 2012 will claim that and get money for it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, why? What the
even
fuck?
Though, like, even though they don't...
They didn't they do haven't done anything. It,
like, they didn't do anything and they didn't... They're not doing anything now with this song.
Yeah.
Like, what do they have to do with this song now?
Yeah.
8 years later, they have fucking nothing to do with this song except for the fact that it's just in their library.
Yeah, they're not, they like, it. Promoting it. And they're not, you know... It is super wild. Sorry, I'm pushing through this, looking at all the different songs you can request.
Bye, bye, bye. And Sanko's
269. Yeah, bye, bye, bye. 112. You know.
But anyways, this is there's nothing against our label because, you know, we like them. But there is. I just think that there's such a huge incentive now to stay independent, and also way more ways to do it. You know, like Arizona Zervis paid. What was it like? He paid Flight Club like $2,000 for Roxanne to promote it.
And they blew it up.
And they blew it up. And so that's at like, what, 600 million streams on Spotify? And it's all the money goes to him and his producer.
Yep.
That song's still independent, I'm pretty sure. Yep. And so is he.
Yep.
Which is fucking wild. And you think about all the artists now that are just getting popping on TikTok.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's like that's, you're going to sign to, whatever, doesn't matter. I don't know. I feel like I'm bad mouthing this shit, but
nah, I kind of feel though that I don't know. I feel like breaking a song on TikTok, I don't feel has the same strength as it did like a year ago.
Well, I more mean like there's a trend now with independent artists or, you know, kids that have ambitions to do music that will go, they'll do these like sketches where they'll like, you know, they'll find like an extended beat of a song they want to remix.
Right.
And then they'll do a sketch where the producer's working on the song and they just walk in the studio and they go, hey, can I get on a verse? It's like a weird sketch that everyone does.
Sure.
All these guys. And they'll do remixes of these big songs and they'll generate traffic to their own Spotify that way.
Sure, sure, sure.
And it's really working for some of them. Like they're, some of them are popping.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I'm just saying like, you know, as an artist, just as an independent artist now, like it's with something like TikTok that, you post a video that gets a little bit of traction and they just push the shit out of it.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier to do now than it was even a year or two ago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's also kind of wild, too, how much, I mean, even in our workings with the label, how much TikTok is like acknowledged. Like before, you know, I feel like even a couple years ago, it was seen as maybe. Basically, what I'm saying is TikTok got so powerful that labels could not deny it. You know what I mean? And they had to embrace it. And now it's to the point that they just straight up scour TikTok and go, oh, this dude is popping. Would you like to collab with this guy?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's, I don't know.
I mean, it is also kind of crazy that, like, you, again, I don't want to, I feel like we're just bad mouthing working with a label right now. It's not bad at all. Like, we're blessed to have good people behind us, you know what I'm saying?
No, our experience is great.
And but it is kind of funny that when you hear about the Arizona Zervis thing, like when you sign to a label, right, and they're keeping like essentially all your royalties, they're doing that so they can buy a TikTok campaign for the song and make more money.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you just don't do that and then just buy the TikTok campaign for yourself, even though $2,000 probably seems like a lot up front,
mm-hmm.
it could be like on the back end that could be just astronomically more beneficial.
Yeah. This is kind of random, but talking about investing in yourself as an artist, I saw Southside, he tweeted, man, this dude walked up to me and said, I got I got 2K on me right now. How many beats will you give me? And Southside was like, man, I respect you for even, you know, thinking in that way of just like approaching like, a, you know, a brand name producer and being willing to like, you know, basically pay for the work to make yourself better as an artist kind of thing.
Yeah.
And he was like, hold up. And he's like, I doubled the amount. Like, I just like, I basically put together like a whole shit ton of beats and I just gave it to him. And he's like, where are the artists like that? And I was like, they're on TikTok, bro.
Yeah.
They buy, because they buy the beat on YouTube and then they buy fucking promo on TikTok.
Yeah. Yeah.
Such a fucking aggressive thing to do. Big ass producer. You walk out to him like, give me a fucking beat right now.
Yeah. Just emptying cash from a duffel bag onto the floor.
That's so old school. That's like Scott Storch shit right there.
Yeah. Yeah. But this T.I. shit is crazy.
Oh, yeah, speaking of rappers, yeah, speaking of rappers,
look at
bro,
this guy.
Bro, it's actually wild.
So this is a fucking article from the SEC, SEC.gov. SEC charges film producer, rapper, and others for participation in two fraudulent ICOs. So this took place in, when was this? Like, what, probably like 2.5 years ago?
Yeah.
When all the crazy cryptocurrency ICOs were happening?
Yeah.
And I guess T.I. was involved in one called Flick, which they did an ICO and then never followed through on the token, I guess. Yeah. Anyways, it was a misdemeanor. He ended up paying like $50,000 to $70,000 or something like that. But I just thought this was like T.I. gets the weirdest headlines.
Yeah.
Shit with like making sure his daughter's like hymen was still intact.
Yeah, bro. He's
weird as fuck. And now this, it's like, dude, don't like. Don't you have so much money?
Picturing T.I. involved in like a weird crypto scam is so funny. Just a bunch of dorks sitting around a table, and then we're going to get T.I. involved.
Yeah. Yeah.
My boy T.I. is very interested in crypto. Sorry, I'm just like, I got distracted for a second because I just checked Twitter for a moment, and Ben Kahn is getting into it with Keemstar.
Oh, no way. What's he saying? Wait, bring it up. I got to see it.
What the fuck? This is the weirdest. This is the most unexpected thing I think I've seen in my life, man.
Oh, wow. That's a big thread.
Yeah. Okay. I don't even want to participate in this. I have no interest in being a part of this dude's show or his rhetoric or anything.
We can read it, though.
Yeah, I suppose we could read it. What is even the premise of this?
So someone said, if you have 200... Okay,
oh, wait. Yeah. I might not have health insurance at the end of the year, so it's nice to see Kamala Harris wearing Tim's and Joe Biden dancing. Okay.
To Despacito. And so someone said, if you have 250,000 followers and no health insurance, at some point it's you who fucked up. Sorry, dude.
I don't know if followers correlates to health insurance, man.
Especially on Twitter, dude.
Yeah, I just don't know.
Okay, someone said, be right back explaining to the ER doc I'll be paying my bills in clout. And then Keem said, yeah, but I agree with him. If you have 250,000 followers, you have a pretty decent fan base. You should be able to make decent money and pay for health insurance. A lot of reactions from this of Peps. Peps?
Yeah.
Did I say Peps?
Yeah.
Peps roasting who think what I'm saying is ridiculous. I guess the reason why there's a reaction like this is because not everybody has an entrepreneur brain. But literally any business you create or start, you can promote to those 250,000 followers. And then Ben said, shut the fuck up.
No argument, just tears. And then Ben says, no argument, no matter how well thought out or persuasive, could ever convince a dipshit that they're wrong. Shut the fuck up.
And then Keem said, L.
Ben, Keemstar, sir, please do not brand me with an L. Please, this isn't fun anymore. Please help me monetize my life.
None of this posh sarcasm is actually landing. All swings and all misses. That's what Keem said.
Keemstar, you look like somebody tried to make Dan Bilzerian out of clay. I didn't consider you a person who body shames. I'm not body shaming. I'm face shaming. Ah! You're out of here, man. Oh man, Keem on the ropes, man. On the ropes here. Yeah. That's not even because I know Ben, man. That's just you know, candid observation, man.
That's such a random fight to take for Ben.
Yeah, it's a weird interaction, man. Anyway, I don't care.
IDC.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of an interesting thing. 250,000 followers and you're not making money off it.
250,000 followers on Twitter? That means nothing, dude.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that.
Twitter?
Yeah.
Twitter.
Yeah.
Followers on Twitter means fucking nothing. You can't do shit with that.
No. Dude. I think, because like if you have 250,000 followers for like being funny and then you're abruptly like, I'm selling a shirt.
That's what I mean. Even not that. Like, I mean, I see tons of people with 250,000 followers that get 2 likes on their tweets. It's like, how are they supposed to sell or do anything with that?
Yeah. And even like brand side, brands don't even really like pay for Twitter stuff like that anymore.
No.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. Argument invalid. Invalidated, bro.
I'm not disqualifying anyone that's put in work on Twitter to get that amount of followers. That's more a dig at Twitter as a platform.
Yeah.
It's so just vapid that like it doesn't matter.
No.
I guess you can make money, but I don't know. It's not easy.
I know. It's definitely hard. You have to grow a lot of different verticals for sure.
Are you still beefing with Chris Evans?
Yeah. I can't believe he would leak my big meat like that.
Yeah, that's fucked up of him.
So I was going to text you about it, but I was just so upset that I just had to keep it to myself.
I understand that you're pissed, man. Like, just to have your meat out there for everyone to see.
I know.
It's kind of like an invasion of your privacy.
Yeah, and I, you know, I like I told you, I send it to him in private, and what does he do? He leaks it. Now he takes the credit for it, and now he's telling everyone to vote, and everyone's voting, not realizing that the whole reason that they're voting is because it's my gigantic big meat that they saw.
Right. Why did you send it to him, though?
I was just afraid. Like, it was just getting so massive, and I was like...
Oh, just to get his opinion?
Yeah, I was like, is this like a growth? Like, should I be worried?
Like, because you got to assume Captain America has a pretty big hog.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
I guess that makes sense to you'd send it to him, like, just kind of knowing, listen, as someone with a big dick, who I'm assuming you have a big dick, what do you think of my giant, ginormous, swollen,
exactly,
pulsating member?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Got you it. Know, I was like, you know, I'm big enough for 3 charcuterie boards and it just keeps growing and I just don't know what to do with myself.
Right.
And
so what did he say? Well, I mean, he just leaked the picture.
Yeah, that's the cold part. He didn't respond. And then 3 days later, oh, oops. Oh, what? Are you going to, oh, oops, my meat?
I'm pretty sure I saw the picture. Did you see it?
I didn't see it. So I did, but like.
I saw one picture that was like black and white and super grainy and like weird. Was that the one?
So I just saw like someone sent me the video and I didn't get it. I was like, they're just like, LOL, look at this. And it was a screen video. Yeah. So it was a screen recording of his friend, like, doing some like goofy like iPhone game, like holding up to his head or some shit like that.
Okay.
Or it might have been like a filter where there's like something, I don't know. It was like some game show looking shit. And some dude is in his kitchen and they're like laughing about it. And then so it's a screen recording of that video and the video ends and it minimizes and it's like his whole photo roll. And so that ended. And then the end of the screen recording happened, and I was like, I don't get it. And they're like, dude, look at the photos. And I'm like, oh, there's like, there's a one that was just like, what does that say? Like, guard your pussy? That's crazy. And then, damn. That's the dude's dick right there. Cool.
That's my dick.
That's my dick.
Wait a minute. That's my dick.
Wait a second. So then I called the police, and I was like, I have just found my penis on the internet, and I did not consent to this.
Hello, 911. I see my dick. What? I see my dick.
I see it. I see it. It's in the screen.
The it's on the screen.
It's in the screen.
Computer. It's in the computer.
How did my penis get in the computer?
Sir, just eject your disk drive. No, you don't get it.
It's in there.
It's in the computer.
My penis is stuck in the computer. I need to get it out. He's stuck in there. Yeah, I was enraged. I immediately reported the post. I DM'd him. I said, "You take my meat down right now."
Wow.
Wait, what? What did you just say?
Who?
I didn't say that.
Who said what?
Take my meat down right now. I didn't say that.
Take my meat down right now.
I didn't say that at all. Who was that?
Captain America, please take my meat.
Down.
Down.
Right
take
now.
Take it down. Take it down now.
Bro, what? Fucking what a just the ultimate humble brag. Oh, man, I just, you know, I post a little video and then my meat is everywhere. What am I going to do? Oh, man.
That's what I'm saying. We got to start calling him Captain Underpants.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because buddy, buddy should not be ashamed, you know? Way to go, dude. Way to go, Chris. I don't know if it's the right picture that I saw, but it does make sense. That it was grainy and pixelated, you know? Because someone would have blown it up from the camera roll, and that's what I saw.
Dude, independent of that, what a fucking terrifying experience.
For him?
Oh, yeah. I mean, just like, fuck. Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I'm yeah. Captain you know America.
That, I feel that feeling that he had when you press post, and it's like the video processing. And then it goes, and he sees the last frame, and it's already up there.
He's just
that sinking is horrible. Like it's too late. What have I done? What have I done?
No.
Now everyone's gonna see my big pee pee.
My big pee pee. Then he's like hovering his finger over the delete button. He's like, oh, maybe I'll give it a second. I'll give it 5 seconds.
His PR person is like, take that down immediately. He's like, should I? Let's talk about pros and cons real quick.
If I take it down now, then only 10,000 people have seen it. But if I wait just another minute, then it could be 25,000.
Yeah. Let's let it simmer. Let's let it simmer a little bit. Why don't we?
I just feel like the public.
Let it marinate for just a second, and then I'll take it down.
I'd be so mad if there's some marketing agency that's like, yeah, so we came up with the idea for Jimmy Kimmel to create the fake fire video, and we came up with the idea for the Chris Evans' penis vote campaign. That penis is actually not real. It was generated using GAN. We ingested about 250,000 images of pornographic frames to create this fake Chris Evans penis.
Yes, exactly. The penis doesn't actually exist in real life. Chris Evans' penis is actually quite average in size.
It's just regular.
It's just regular. It's a regular dick. It's no Captain America's dick, as far as I'm concerned. That's my opinion, though. Anyways, AI. So yeah, this penis was entirely based or created with AI. And there's an Instagram page for it now.
And
all bulge pictures completely created with AI.
And the bulge will be incorporated in the new Fall Guys season. all the Fall Guys will feature a Chris Evans inspired bulge.
Yeah, man.
Bro, why does that guy? I mean, if that was me, why even act? Why do anything?
Yeah, we just live.
You just live, man.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's like, by the way, I read like a Patreon comment or something like that from someone that was like, dude, the end of the last episode was pretty incel.
Oh, which
the way
one?
You guys were like, fuck hot people, man.
Oh, yeah, I mean,
they get everything for free, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, that was incel, whatever.
It was incel talk, but I was just about to do it again is what I'm saying.
So
fuck
what?
Chris Evans, dude. What, you can't, it's not enough to be fucking Captain America? You got to have a big-ass dick, too?
Yeah.
It's not enough to be the fucking top of Hollywood?
Bro.
Oh, you got to have a fucking hanger, too? Come on, man.
Bro, we're not wishing death on anybody, okay? And we're not saying that the world is doomed. All we're saying is that we have envy, okay? It's not incel to have envy.
Exactly.
Just envy.
All we're saying is give us a little dick.
Yeah.
Not like.
A what?
No. I'm just saying chop us off some dick.
You want some dragon? You want some Dragon D's nuts?
Nice. Damn, you could have got me with that one.
No. Yeah, yeah.
Slice off. Just slice. You don't need it all.
Yeah, just slice off.
You don't need all the dick. Slice off just a little bit for the rest of us.
Yeah, but motherfuckers are like tall.
Ration it out.
With the fucking baguette. It's like, bruh. That's the thing. I'm not even requesting that much more. It's just, it could always be better. If I just had a little.
Just a little bit. A little vein. Chop off a vein. Toss it my way.
Give me just a slick vein real quick. That's gonna be the new shit. Fuck penis enlargement. It's gonna be penis like
Mr. Potato Head. Like you just pick and pull.
It's gonna be like enhancing it. You know what I mean? Like. I just want a little more vein in the shaft. Just a little more pump. Yeah. That's what they need. They need pre-workout, but for penises.
Yeah.
But it's not Viagra. It doesn't make you hard. It's just like, you know, it makes your dick really jittery. Active. And
jittery,
and
shaky.
Yeah, it's got a lot of caffeine in it.
Yeah, and you have to poop.
Yeah, yeah. Welcome to the bonus zone.
Hold on, dude. I gotta. Well, actually, you know what? I don't gotta do nothing. We can go right into it.
I don't gotta do nothing. Actually,
I don't gotta do anything. I was gonna say I might get a drink of water or something, but fuck it.
No, I got this bagel waiting for me. I gotta eat this bitch. Just talk to the people while I get my bagel.
Why don't we do 30 minutes now? And you know, I don't know what the fuck this week is. Just jam-packed.
Yeah, this week is a fuck.
Meetings.
Meetings. What a way to end meetings.
Meetings. MEATING.
I mean, bro, I'm doing the fucking 8 a.m. shit with Dan Tictum tomorrow, so if you just want to roll into the bonus after that, I'll probably be fired up.
I can't do tomorrow because I'm recording something else.
Well...
Oh, by the way, wait, are we still on for the free episode? Or have we gone into the bonus? Can we just keep this for the free episode?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Okay, I want to plug... This show that I filmed like 2 years ago.
Which one is this?
Now We're Talking, it's called.
Now We're Talking.
It's by Tug Coker is his name, and he was in The Office.
Okay.
And what's the other actor's name? He's like one of my favorite actors. He was in a Hulu show called, fucking hell, why can't I remember this? Anyways, they did a show together and I'm in it. And we filmed it like 2 years ago, and then It was for Go 90, I think, and then Go 90 got shut down.
Okay.
And so they just, the show got like shelved for forever, even though it was done. And they sold it, I guess, to CW Seed. And so you can watch it on CW Seed. It's like their online portal or whatever.
It's called
Now We're Talking, and it's about sportscasters. I just wanted to plug it.
Oh,
it's actually a really, really fucking good show, and there's tons of like really famous people in it.
Yeah, and wasn't the cast like super insane?
Yeah.
Like it was just like everyone and anyone from sports, and you were just like, what the fuck? This is wild.
Yeah. It was really cool. And so I wanted to plug it. I'm in episode five. So if you're still listening to the show right now, go after this, go watch that. Go watch my episode.
Yeah, skip 1 through 4. Just watch 5.
Go straight to 5 and watch only me. I only give a fuck about myself, you know? No, I'm kidding. Watch the whole thing because it's a great show, and I really like the creators. They're awesome, and Tug is a friend. And so watch it. Thank you.
Gang.
All right. See you in the bonus.